the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Welcome, everybody, to the Stabcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Mindy.
And we're here for another episode on another Sunday, another scary Sunday. And we're here to do the OG, the original. From 2014, I believe. Good Night, Mommy.
2015.
Okay.
Or at least that's when it's
It came out at a Venice Movie Festival in 2014, and then in Austria to the public in 2015. So yeah, it's same shit, different. You know what I mean?
And it'll for our viewers. Well, not viewers, because we're not on camera today, but for our people, where is Austria? Because it's not in Australia, correct?
No, it's a completely... I think Austria is its own country, if that counted.
Okay, because that's where they are.
Geography is neither of our strong suits.
No, because that's where they are.
Well,
that's
yeah,
where they
foreign,
grew up.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this is that they did a really good job with keeping the authenticity of having twins, because they went ahead and they cast two little boys that were identical twins.
Yeah.
And they kept their names the same, and I really liked that. But real quick, let me drop the news on the people. Real quick, Daniel and I are going to be doing a watch-along in a little bit next week, starting for season one of Chucky. You can either follow it on here, or you can also follow it on the Stabcast or Life with Mindy TikTok, because I'll probably just do the Life with Mindy one. But, yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. Daniel hasn't seen the show at all yet.
Yes.
And for those of you that have seen Chucky, it is coming back. It's coming back this week. It'll be back with the very next episode in a few days, April 10th.
Right.
And that is going to be four episodes to finish the season. Season four has been greenlit.
Yeah.
What also has been greenlit is a movie. So Mancini is going to finish the third season, do the movie, which is going to correlate and connect, and then he's going to do the fourth season. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm excited to do this watch-along. I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to be eight straight weeks here on Blog Talk Radio and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everywhere you listen to podcasts. And it's also going to be on Mindy's TikTok, like we said. We'll probably bring the Stabcast TikTok into it, especially if we have to watch one from different. We'll go live from both accounts or something. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time, and I'm excited to do it. And that's the next
eight. Yeah, and you guys are going to watch us watch it. Because of copyright laws and stuff, we're not going to be able to show you.
Well, that's what
what's going on.
It's you guys are going to put it out at your house and watch it too.
Yeah,
and we're all going to watch it together.
Okay. Sounds like there's a fighter plane around my house. Sounds like World War II right now. All right, calm down. I think the Germans came to us.
This thing's directed by Veronica Franz and Severin Fala, starring Suzanne West as the mom.
As mother.
And then Elias Schwarz and Lucas Schwarz, and those are the two twins that Mindy were referring to earlier. And
yes.
This thing was so hot, this project's so hot, we just got a remake in 2022. Well, I say just 2 years ago now. Holy shit, how does time fly? Naomi Watts on Amazon Prime. We will be watching that probably after the 8 weeks. We might come back with the new Good Night Mommy and give you guys that episode. But because Naomi Watts is a great actress, and we got to see that too. But this one in its own right, do you want to get into a mid-year?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I do want to tell you right now, just so everyone knows, the name is of the other little boy besides Lucas is Ilias.
Yes.
It's like kind of in English, it's kind of spelled Elias.
Yeah.
Because this movie is completely in German. You have to read the whole thing. So that's what sets it apart, and that's why they're able to do a remake in America. Honestly, though, I don't know how you felt about it, Daniel, but I loved the cinematography, especially in the beginning.
It was shot well.
They were walking on rocks at one point, and, like, the rocks had, like, a waterbed kind of motion.
Yes.
And that was so cool to me, the way that the camera was able to pick that up. And also, beautiful, beautiful setting.
Yeah, I agree.
It was just honestly just gorgeously filmed. It's one of those pieces that I would say is morbidly beautiful.
Yes.
But, yeah, so we do have Mother. We have the Swartz boys, the twins. And so I found quite a lot about this movie. Apparently, Mother, she is a movie producer. Well, she's a TV producer, actually. And she decided to go get plastic surgery because the boy's father had died. So she needed a way to support them. So she was going to get plastic surgery and whatnot, and then everything would be cool. So Elias and Lucas, they're waiting for their mom. But the weird thing in the beginning is that you have Ilias laying on a raft in the middle of the lake. And he's calling for Lucas, and he can't find him. And all of a sudden, he looks ahead, and there's bubbling from the water as if someone just drowned.
Yeah.
So that keeps that in your head. That's a very, very, very important detail. And so she then, I guess, several years later, to support them and whatnot, decided to go have plastic surgery. So two completely unrelated things, but it'll make sense later. So the boys are anxiously waiting for their mom to get home. And when their mother gets home, it's weird because she doesn't call Ilias. She just calls Lucas.
Yes.
And she hugs Lucas and not Ilias, and she, basically, it's kind of like she's ignoring him. And I remember this one scene, they're sitting at the kitchen table, and Lucas is getting a glass of juice. And as he was drinking it, he said, before Mother got to put it away, he said, Ilias wants some too. No, I'm sorry, he said, Lucas wants some too. I'm getting them mixed up. He said, Lucas wants some too. And she was like, well, he can ask me himself. But then Ilias looks at him and goes, you should really apologize. So for some reason, they think what's going on is that their mother is angry with Lucas. So she's giving him the silent treatment. And then we go to the silly little game that they're playing. Because, like, the first night with Mother, she seemed like a great caretaker, honestly. She really did. Like, she played games with him, which that was a little weird. We'll go over that in a minute. But, like, also, like, her demeanor was just different, you know? And then the next day, she's bursting in his room and going, we're going to have new rules in this house. like, no playing in here. If you want to play, you can play outside quietly in the garden. I have to sleep. It is very, very important. You also cannot show the sun. You have to keep the blinds closed and everything. No windows open, no nothing. And then, like, she beats the crap out of him for sassing her, and it's like, no wonder these boys think that she's a different person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, she's not acting like their mother. I mean, she didn't do herself any favors. I'm not going to be shy about that with the mother. She did not do herself any favors,
no.
Unfortunately. And go ahead.
I agree. And I'm not going to give anything away. There's no twist. And we'll wait till we get to it. But it does feel justifiable later on. It does feel,
yes.
And that's what makes this whole thing click, and that's what I love about this thing, and that's why it's worth sitting through the subtitles. It's worth sitting if it's something a little different. This is not my type of horror movie, but it works, and the story works, and psychologically, and everything that they go through. I enjoy this movie because of shit like that. So go
yeah.
on, bud.
This movie was definitely psychological.
It's
horror,
yeah.
Definitely.
It was. It depended.
So,
you can't put this on in the background and expect like a nice like slasher like bullshit. You know, you need to pay attention to this movie and enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's why I want to see the new one, because I don't know if the new one's going to be like that, because the new one's going to have a completely different dynamic because of the fact that it's going to be in English.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. We'll have to see about that. But, yeah, so Mother starts being crazy and whatnot, and Ilias starts catching her doing weird things. And for some reason, the boys, I don't know how the hell they got their hands on this, but they have a fish tank of, like, roaches and bugs and stuff. Don't know where they got it from. They also have a cat that they don't think their mom knows about.
Yeah.
And they're very, with the twins, they're very routined. They have an egg timer, and they literally time everything. They take turns in the bathroom, peeing, brushing their teeth. They also use each other as mirrors for their hair as far as brushing it and cutting it. They are very much like the same exact person.
Yeah, they're two of the closest. Like, you know how twins have that bond, and just like siblings.
And they definitely did.
Sure. And those two, 100%, just have this bond that seems unbreakable.
Yeah. Exactly. You can tell why these two little boys were casted.
100%.
Because easily they could have gone with one actor and doubled the filming, or they could have went with, like, a famous twin group or something. But I really think that having these two unknown twin actors, I think that did them a great justice. I think that was a great move to take.
Oh, yeah, because the movie, it's one of those films that's so based off the performances of these two kids. And the mom is incredible too, especially for having half her face, or not half, her whole face fucking wrapped up. She does a great job as well, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
When, you know, half of acting is your face and your fucking emotions, and you're like conveying that. And that's stripped away from her, and she still puts through an amazing performance. That's what's cool about this deal. But the twins fucking, they kill it in their own right. And the whole thing's believable.
Yeah.
The whole thing's, Everything, the ending hits even harder because of how believable it is. Yeah, it's crazy. It's very good.
All right, so let's carry on here. So the boys are starting to get really weirded out by their mom, and she notices this. So she actually takes off the bandages, puts on some makeup and stuff, and goes and talks to Ilias and be like, see, look, I am your mother. But unfortunately, that doesn't help her, because in her bedroom, she has a photo of someone who looks exactly like her, who dresses like her, in a picture photo frame by her bed. And they're like, who is this? And she's like, it's my friend. We used to dress alike sometimes. And the kids, they just did not buy it. They're like, nope, like, our mom doesn't have a friend that looks exactly like her. So, like, yeah. The twins are basically playing detective here and playing cat and mouse with mom. And mom's getting more and more vicious. I mean, she rips into the room and finds, like, the cat and everything. And then, like, she's so angry. And, like, just the way that she is not abusing Elias, but she is strictly parenting him. And she's using an iron sword, basically, to do it, so to speak. And yeah. You actually hear her with somebody on the phone while the boys are cleaning, and you hear her be like, this is it. I can't do this anymore. He needs to wake up to reality and figure things out. I'm no longer playing this game. But that's all she says. So the boys are trying to prove to themselves that their mother is their mother. But then they find a horrific discovery, and they find that the cat has been killed. And as soon as they found it, they figured that it was mother.
Yeah.
So they therefore tortured her a little bit with some bugs, and they also super glued her mouth shut, and then they tore it apart with scissors. That was, oh my God, it was so cringy. Like, if you can't sit through cringy shit, you're not going to be able to sit through this movie. And what was funny about that whole bathroom scene and whatnot and the super glue and everything is that she was starting to get through to Elias. Lucas was the one that was like, you really going to fall for that? Are you really going to let her get away that easy?
Yeah.
Like, so you could definitely tell the dynamic with them. Elias was like one of those kids that's a good kid at heart and doesn't want to do anything wrong. And Lucas seems to be one of those kids that don't have a conscience.
Yeah.
And so then this poor woman, she has her feet duct taped, her hands duct taped, and like she's begging after she got the super glue off her lips. She's begging for her son just to stop and look at her. But before this, I am forgetting something. Before this, for some reason, she did take him into a room, beat the crap out of him, and she made him say over and over and over and over again, you are my mother. You are my mother.
Yeah.
And then she said, we do not talk about Lucas in this house. Say it. And he's like, we don't talk about Lucas in the house. And you don't know why she's saying that, because he's right there. But then I had already described the next thing with the super glue and everything else
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And she tries to, like, negotiate with them and whatnot, but it wasn't going to happen. And so then they move her out to, after she smashes her face open, she gets moved out into the living room where she's stuck on flypaper. Like that sticky, grippy shit.
Yeah.
And while she's stuck there, the boys are like, okay, this is it. One more time. Where is her mom? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then Elias just starts lighting things on fire. It's a freaking fish tank that has a damn cat in it. And he's like, you're a liar. My mother would know. My mother would know all of this. And then he really does her in when he's in the middle of her pleading. And he goes, what's Lucas doing right now? And she's like, I I don't know. And he's like, yes, you do. Our mother would know. Look at him. And then she says the fateful words, I can't look at him. He's not there.
This is insane. Were you in on this the whole time? Like, did you have a feeling? Did something feel fishy to you? Or did it really grab you?
I thought mother was going to end up being a bad person. I never thought.
So
never thought in a million years that it was the little boy having a hallucination. Basically, Ilias, between the death of his brother, the leaving of his father, and his mother leaving him and then coming back and whatnot, Ilias developed a mental illness.
Yes.
And basically what happened was the way that he was surviving, the way that he was coping, which I believe was even before the plastic surgery, was her laying out two sets of clothes. Because she even says that, so like, I'll lay out two sets of clothes again and two juices and I'll do two everything. And that's really important to me because that shows me that something that happened to him happened before she went and got the surgery.
Yeah.
So this little boy has been hallucinating for a very long time. He mentally broke because between his father, his brother, and his mom. And then it was just fueled by the mother's anger and hatred and stuff, because he even says, like, to Lucas at one point, like, that's not our mom. She would never beat me like that.
Yeah.
So the reason why mom couldn't see Lucas is because something happened. Like I said, at the lake with the bubbles, it's hinted that he accidentally drowned. And since Ilias was laying on the plank with his eyes closed, counting to 20, he didn't see it. So basically what the director said, what she was going for, was since Ilias didn't see it, he couldn't cope.
Yes.
And mom did the bad thing. Mom shot herself in the foot once again. Mom, before she left, she, after the accident, so Ilias didn't feel bad, she kept doing everything as if it was the normal, like the two sets of clothes, the two juices, the two breakfasts, like all that stuff. So she didn't do herself any favors by doing that. If anything, she added to his delusion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's weird to find this in a movie, but there's kind of three bad guys here. Honestly. Because mother, you can't really say, is a good person.
Yes, I agree to an extent, but also the amount of hurting that that woman was going through and the amount of pain. You should never treat your kid like that, especially, you know, traumatic. I understand all that shit. But at the end of the day, Ilias seems like he fucked up a lot more than everybody else in my eyes.
Exactly. And he lit the house on fire and whatnot, and the boys get out of the fire. And they walk through the cornfield, and they see in the cornfield what they believe is to be their mother.
Yep.
And they go off in peace. And honestly, I normally hate fucking twist endings like that. They frustrate me. But this one was so wellfully done that I wasn't angry about it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's,
I agree.
And that's why I said I'm glad that the twins were really twins, because I feel like that chemistry shone through.
Yes, yes. The chemistry, all three of them had perfect chemistry in my eyes, especially the that relationship, especially because this is a movie that's fun to go back and watch once you know the sauce, once you know how the meatloaf's made.
And I'll tell you, it's just as shocking the second time as it is the first time.
Yeah, but it's also fun having that knowledge and seeing the way the mother acts, and it's like, okay, she's a grieving mother that's going through so much shit that's fucking, that, like, it just, you get this glimpse into the characters by the end of it. You really get the full meat and potatoes of the movie. So then going back and watching it with that knowledge is just even better. But the first time is always the best with that big surprise hitting and that big twist, because like you said, you were sold on the mom being a bad guy. And like, I was sold that something was fishy here. And I did not think that it was Elias fucking, like, just hallucinating everything. That was a shock to me. There was a little something fishy about her not acknowledging the brother, so I was a little like, all right, he's dead. He's,
yeah, but when he said you should apologize, that's when I didn't think he was dead.
Yeah.
Because why would he apologize then?
Exactly.
So that was weird to me. But, I mean, honestly, I would give this movie a 9.
Yeah.
In my eyes, I would recommend this to anybody that can, like, sit through subtitles. Like, if you can sit through subtitles, I don't know how the new one is, so I'm not going to promote that one. So if you can sit through subtitles and whatnot, it is on Tubi, and I do recommend that you do go ahead and watch it, because it is one of those movies, like, it's a film. It's like Suspiria and The Exorcist, and it's a film.
Yeah.
And what's also really cool about this is it actually got inspiration from a story back in 2008 that a movie in America had. And you are going to kick yourself in the nuts as soon as I say the movie. The Uninvited.
Okay.
That's where they got their ideas from.
And I agree, and I get what you're saying. And all I'll say is that this Goodnight Mommy's Rotten Tomato score is an 85. And the Naomi Watts 2022 is a 34. So we will watch
exactly
the differences. But from at least from a critic standpoint, it is not nearly as beloved as this OG one. So I'm glad.
Yeah, because the OG, it like makes you gasp, like you get sweaty and you get really amped up and everything, and you start yelling at the TV and
all that shit.
I mean, this is a very frustrating piece.
It is. And it's hard to...
And it's something we've never... I'm not going to say it's something we've never seen before, because we have, like, with the Uninvited and Identity and that kind of thing. But there was just something so original about this story. And I think it's because how intense Elias was.
Yeah, I agree.
So
he really made the movie. The both brothers did, but Elias did, because his character is so deep, and there's so much to that. And you're dealing with trauma. You're dealing with psychological. You're dealing with real life crazy shit. So the amount of character that takes for that character is it's incredible. And the fact that he put in all that effort and put in a really noteworthy, awesome performance at that age, it, to me, is incredible. I think he did a great job. And you gave the movie a 9. I'd go all the way up to a 9.3. I thought this was just... Yeah, I'd have to give it a 9.3, because I think that this is... It's unique. It's different. It's not like anything else in the genre. It's also very much classified as horror and thriller and psychological, and it's all the good stuff that you want out of a good movie. If you want to sit there on a nice Saturday night, get spooked out, but also like really enjoy a good written, good story, good film, this is the way to go.
Yeah. And that's why I absolutely love foreign films, because they push that limit.
Yeah.
They go to where no American would want to go, and they push it. And then once the Americanized version comes out, it's very watered down.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, like I said, if you can handle subtitles and everything, go ahead and watch it. Because I will tell you guys, some of the best films, especially in horror, are pieces from other countries. America
yeah.
is kind of just recycling everything, whereas other countries, yeah, they do recycle stuff. Like the J-horror, like I think there's like a 16th Ring coming out.
Japanese
over
horror
there,
is an
so,
incredible subject. It's an incredible genre in its own right. And it's,
but
it's,
I'm just saying,
is,
like,
yeah.
Horror from other parts of the country is just so much different. Like,
we
if you're going into a New Zealand
horror.
Film, you exactly. But, like, if you were going to go for, like, New Zealand, like, The Loved Ones, there you go.
Exactly.
So, and like you said, Girl from Nowhere, that's Thailand. And honestly, guys, if you've never seen Girl from Nowhere on Netflix, there's 2 seasons. I highly recommend it. Honestly, to me, it's a series that you can sit there and binge in a day because I've done it.
Yeah.
And I loved every minute of it. It's kind of like a little bit of an anthology series, a little bit. But then it kind of wraps it up neatly. So I don't want to say it's a total anthology because it does somewhat follow a storyline, especially in the second season.
Yeah.
But if you guys haven't seen it, it is such a good series. And if you like Japanese folklore, like, you don't even have to like horror to like this. Like, if you like folk tales and urban legends and stuff, you will like this show.
Yeah, I agree.
Even though I scared the crap out of it. I scared the crap out of Daniel with it. Poor Daniel. I'm always giving you the most intense things to watch. I feel bad.
Yeah,
but are you happy
fun.
That you did Goodnight, Mommy?
100%. This, like I said, this was a film that, you know, it's a masterpiece. It's a piece of art. It's what makes, like, when people are like, oh, horror's a bullshit genre with there's no script, there's no plot, it's all garbage and throwaway. It's like you show them this and you're like, no, it's the real deal. It's a real genre with real great storytelling and real like twists and turns and an incredible experience. This is the type of movie that really conveys that. So I enjoyed this film.
Yeah.
But
good. I'm glad. I really am. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say goodbye, guys, just because I got stuff I gotta do before work. The TikTok right now is going to be off for the day.
Okay.
I mean, I might get it back later, but that's because I'm a dumbass and I broke my phone last night. And Daniel and Aunt Sharon came through like a champ and helped me fix it. And now we got a case. And the guy did something with my power button, so now I got to go back.
Yes. So we'll see what happens with that. And we'll keep everybody posted. Keep following the TikTok. Life
and make sure you all tune in on April 10th.
Yes.
For Chucky. Oh, and also, guys, I didn't want this to get looked over. I know everyone's waiting for April 19th for Talks with the Devil, but there's another movie that's coming out April 19th as well, and it is called Abigail. And you got the girl from Freaky and Lisa Frankenstein in it. And you also have Melissa Belterra.
Yeah.
From Scream. So it looks like a very, very good film. It looks like it's going to be a vampire piece. But I would definitely recommend that because it's not going to be streaming. Talk with the Devil, you're going to be able to watch as soon as it comes out because it's streaming.
So
I just wanted to get that out.
And make sure to come back for Chucky.
All right, guys. We'll see you on next week, and we will do Chucky, the very first season, the very first episode. So hootie hoo, and I will see you all later.
All right. We'll see everybody next time.
All right.